I'm Dr. Helen Wallace. I'm the director of GeneWatch UK, which is a not-for-profit group, and our aim is to ensure that genetics is used in the public interest. And what we do is look at the science around issues like GM crops, and particularly check whether some of the claims that are being made in the press are really true. So I was talking today about the idea that changing the nutrient content of crops can actually bring big benefits to people, particularly in poor countries. So crops like GM golden rice that has increased levels of beta carotene, which can be converted to vitamin A, will that really tackle vitamin A deficiency in poor countries? And the kind of issues that I raised were, firstly, that GM crops can have unintended consequences. So increasing the level of beta carotene, for example, could help people with vitamin A deficiency, but it depends on the other things that are in their diet. And it can also have bad health impacts on other people. So we know that smokers and other people at high risk of cancer, like people using cooking stoves in developing countries, can actually be increased risk of cancer by taking high levels of beta carotene. So is it really a sensible idea to engineer a substance like this into the bottom of the food chain where you can't retrieve it if anything goes wrong? It could perhaps help some people if it ever worked. There's no proof that it does that yet, but it could also harm different groups of people. I also talked about other changes to crops, like increasing the iron content through increased uptake of iron from the soil. That can have serious environmental consequences by degrading the soil. But the same crops, the same genetic modification, can also increase the uptake of toxic heavy metals. So you can actually have harmful impacts on people's health. And the final crop I talked about was GM soybeans with altered oil content that Monsanto is now producing, with increased levels of omega-3. And apart from all the health and environmental effects, this is basically a scam, because the ratio of bad to good fats in our diet, the bad omega-6 compared to good omega-3, is really a consequence of eating too much grain-fed meat. And this is a kind of a technical fix to a problem that is basically caused by feeding soybeans to animals in the first place, a business that Monsanto is, of course, heavily